Well, we're still here, so let's talk about it. I made this really great decision today. I was so excited about this idea that I got up really early in the morning, and I couldn't stop thinking about this idea. And then I just said, how about we just go for it? And now you get to hear all about it. It's coming up in April. In fact, April 16th. The day is called National Healthcare Decisions Day. The idea is to encourage the conversation, which, as you know, that's my main reason for being here. So it's right up my alley. National Healthcare Decisions Day is to get the conversation started about advanced directives and power of attorney for healthcare. Making those decisions, getting them on paper, having them notarized or witnessed so that they can be shared with your doctors, your family, and your healthcare agents. And then, of course, doing the healthcare agent paperwork or durable power of attorney for healthcare. This is a national event, April 16th. So even if you're not local to me, hopefully someone in your area is holding this event. And if not, that's okay. I'm going to give you the website. Get ready. It's called prepareforyourcare.org. I'm going to share with you the website because I don't want you to miss this opportunity. Of course, you don't have to do it on April 16th. Do it tomorrow. That's even better. But they chose and set aside a day for the conversation so that maybe you can get a group of people together and talk about it, or you can use the tools that the prepareforyourcare.org website supplies. This came out of the conversationproject.org, the five wishes, all these programs that have developed their own materials just to get people prepared for when they cannot speak for themselves, to speak the decisions that they want for themselves at the end of their life, or if they're rendered unable to communicate. I've been talking a lot about it over the last few weeks. I'm really excited about how responsive people have been when I explain to them about what an advance directive is, what it does, what it is not, and the importance of having that healthcare agent chosen and then told so that everyone knows and is on the same page with your decisions. But it can even go a step further. Perhaps you have a loved one who really needs to hear this message. How about National Healthcare Decisions Day? You can say you read about it somewhere or you heard it on a podcast, and wow, loved one, what a great idea. Can we have this conversation too? What a great way to get that going. National Healthcare Decisions Day. Check it out in your town, on my website. I could probably even swing something virtual if you needed. Reach out to me through my email. Maybe I'll figure that out. I can do it. Regardless of the method that you choose, the most important thing is getting it done. If you're still not sure, do some research. Prepareforyourcare.org is a great start. Five wishes, great start. Go on to your state's website and type in advance directive and then the two initials of your state, and you'll find the forms. So many organizations provide these because it's just that important. So that's it for today. Something really short. I spent a good part of the day planning this event. I'm so excited that it's getting off the ground. I have the location secured, the time secured. We all know the date, of course, April 16th. And the package that they provide at prepareforyourcare.org is so simple. They make it that way on purpose, so that it's not an obstacle to having the conversation. I hope you'll check it out. In the meantime, I'm glad you were here today. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. I'm sure glad you were with me today. Talking about death and dying is hard enough. As we go forward, talking about death and dying and all the topics about end of life, conversations, the people that we love, people we want to know better, let's just keep learning together. And if there's something that you want to learn more about, you can drop me an email. My address is kathy@whilewerestillhere.com. The website is whilewerestillhere.com. And the podcast is, you guessed it, While We're Still Here. So lots of ways to reach out, lots of ways to dig in and learn about talking to those people that we love while they're still here to have a conversation. Think about that.